serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Home Slice Pizza and Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Scorching hot afternoon, no two ways around it. We're at American Family Field for the finale between the Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Let's continue the on-deck show built by Menards. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Brewers Radio.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
I'm Josh Maurer with you. Let's get to the starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit them online at WIIN at Wisconsininfrastructure.com. You just heard Corbin Burns, our guest here on our pregame show. He'll face this lineup for the first place Twins. Edward Julian, impressive rookie. He'll be the designated hitter and the leadoff man for Rocco Baldelli. Then it's the veteran Donovan Solano, the first baseman, hitting second. Carlos Correa, the terrific shortstop, hitting third. Royce Lewis, former first overall pick, is in the cleanup spot. Lewis is the third baseman. Max Kepler, big left-handed hitter in right, is batting fifth. Doing the catching today is Ryan Jeffers. He bats in the sixth spots. Second baseman Kyle Farmer hit a home run against Corbin Burns earlier this year. Farmer batting seventh as the second baseman. Newcomer Jordan Luplo in left field bats eighth. And Michael A. Taylor is the center fielder. And the number nine man for the Twins, again, all to face Corbin Burns. Meanwhile, Kenta Maeda has been pitching very well of late for the Twins. You heard Craig Counsell talking about him earlier. Here's the lineup that the manager will put out against Maeda. And it looks very similar that the one we've seen here during this four-game winning streak. Christian Yelich, again, in the leadoff spot. Yelich playing left field. William Contreras gets to DH today, and Contreras bats second. And then these three and four hitters have been driving in a ton of runs of late. Carlos Santana and Willy Adames. Just so great to see their bats heating up. Santana batting third at first. And, of course, Adames the shortstop. Mark Canna also swinging a hot bat in right field today. He bats fifth. Andre Monasterio's back in there this afternoon as the third baseman and number six hitter. Bryce Terang playing second base per usual. Terang hitting seventh with Victor Caratini. He is Corbin Burns' catcher, and he bats eighth. Tyrone Taylor in center field. No Joey Weimer, no Sal Frelick. Taylor batting ninth and facing Kenta Maeda. You're going to have the roof half closed here today to keep as much of the heat off of the fans as possible. So most of the field is currently in the shade. We're coming back with more of the On Deck Show built by Menards right after this. Lane Grindle rejoins you on the Brewers Radio Network.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence, serve your community, and help get kids back to school. Robeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobuson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobuson terminal near you.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinly's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinly.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, America's Homegrown Wireless, Hupie and Abraham, Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktails, Annex Wealth Management, Know the Difference, and Island Resort and Casino. Brewers and Twins, game number two of this two-game series is just around the corner. This is the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah, boys!
Away from Corbin Burns taking the hill and Friends in Low Places blasting over the American Family Field speakers. Here he comes out of the dugout. Game two of this two-game set. Brewers trying to sweep the Minnesota Twins. Let's wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards with a drive around the league. A lot of day baseball here on this Wednesday. The out-of-town score is brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers, and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Brewers coming in a season high 12 games above the 500 mark. They got a 3.5 game lead in the Central over the second place Cubs. Cubs have a 1-0 lead in Detroit. That game is in the bottom of the second inning. Jameson Taillon and Tarik Skubal pitching matchup in that rubber match. Detroit won last night to help out the Brewers. Later today, it'll be the Reds playing a doubleheader against the Angels out in Anaheim. Remember, game one of that series was postponed due to that tropical storm in Southern Cal. And so they got a day-night doubleheader today. And in game one, which gets underway in about 2 hours, how about this pitching matchup? It's the left-hander Andrew Abbott for Cincinnati and Shohei Ohtani for the Angels. 4-game lead for the crew over the Reds coming into play here today. A Corbin Burns second start of the year against the Twins. Pitched well, took a no decision in a game back in June. He is getting ready to go, and the Brewers looking for 5 consecutive wins. For all the play-by-play here in the opening innings, here is my partner, Lane Grindle.
Thank you, Josh Maurer. I'll go full name on you. This copyrighted broadcast presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. This legal disclaimer brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Edward Julian will lead things off for the Twins against Corbin Burns. As Josh has told you and as we talked about over the course of the broadcast today already, Burns, as good of a start as you'll see from him. His last time out against the Dodgers in Los Angeles, trying to continue on this second half momentum from the Brewers ace, who has been one of the best pitchers in baseball since the calendar flipped to July. First pitch to Julian is in there for a strike. That was the cutter. Surprise, surprise, and it's 0-1. 97 smoking hot degrees at first pitch here at American Family Field. The 0-1 to Julian. He has dropped in there with a curveball for strike two. Got underway a minute late at 1:11 p.m. Central Time here today. Julian hitting 290 on the year, 10 home runs. He's driven in 22. And the 0-2 pitch, did he check? He did. There's another curveball down in the dirt that time. And Julian able to hold back, and it's 1-2 on the left-handed hitting, designated hitting rookie for these Twins. First place in the AL Central. Burns 1-2 pitch, and he got a piece of it, rolled it foul over near the Brewers on deck circle, and it stays at 1-2. Told you 97 degrees at first pitch. It's the third highest first pitch temp in American Family Field history. 1-2 pitch lined into left. That's going to drop in front of Yelich out there. And Julian is aboard to start up the top of the first for the Twins. So Burns got him down 0-2, but Julian's a very good hitter. He's had a very fine rookie season so far, and he went down and just served a changeup into left. And there's a man aboard here for Donovan Solano. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It is Miller time. Solano 0-for-3 in last night's opener. Burns brings home the pitch, and he lines it over the glove of Adames and into left center field. Yelich over there to cut it off quickly. Now bobbles it for a moment. Going first to third goes Julian. And the Twins have runners on the corners against Burns. And nobody out here in the top of the first. So already this outing looking a little different than his last one. He gave up just 2 hits against the Dodgers last Thursday. He's given up 2 hits already here in the top of the first inning today. So runners on the corners in Carlos Correa. Hitting 228 on the air with 15 home runs and 54 driven in at the plate. Burns comes set at the belt. And the first pitch to Correa is down and in with a cutter. And it's 1-0. because it is so hot today, and on top of that, it's a day game, so the sun is just making its way into this ballpark at will. As Burns looks in. And the 1-0 pitch. And that is a little bit low. At 95 miles an hour with a cut fastball. And it's two balls and no strikes. Both teams agreed and Major League Baseball approved to have the roof partially open or partially closed, depending on how you want to phrase it, here today at American Family Field. 2-0 pitch and Correa. Fly ball, center field. Taylor broke back on it initially. Now comes in, makes the catch. Julian tagging up from third. He is going to score. And then Twins have taken a 1-0 lead on the sack fly off the bat of Carlos Correa. Staying put at first is Solano, and now there's one out and one on for Royce Lewis. So from the right side of the scoreboard and to the right of it, so all of right field and the first base side, everything in the shade and under the roof, and from basically the right side of the scoreboard all the way to left field is open right now here at the ballpark. First pitch to Royce Lewis is low with a two-seam fastball, and it's 1-0. Toss over to first, and back in time is Solano. So on the Solano base hit into left center field, an error charged to Yelich as he bobbled that ball once he got to it. That allowed Julian to go first to third. And Julian has since scored on the sack fly from Correa. 1-0 pitch. Fly ball foul and out of play first base side. It's 1-1 on Royce Lewis. Lewis taking a little bit of time to readjust his batting gloves before he gets back into the box here. As Burns looks into his catcher, Caratini. Brings home the 1-1 pitch, and that curveball missed down and away. It's two balls and one strike.
That error, by the way, Lane, that's absolutely the right call. I was watching Julian that whole time. He had absolutely stopped at second base and only ran to third when he saw Yelich bobbled it. That ended up being a pretty big play in this first inning for Corbin Burns.
2-1 pitch, and Lewis popped it up. This one right out in front of home plate. Now drifting into foul territory is Caratini and Monasterio. It'll be Caratini who made the catch, but Monasterio ran right up his backside in the process. Disaster averted for the Brewers there as Caratini ends up making the catch for the second out. And along the lines of what you were just talking about, Josh, as of right now, that run is an unearned run, depending on what happens from here. So two down now for Max Kepler, and Caratini getting a second to readjust his mask. And as a result of that, Chris Siegel will walk a new baseball out to Corbin Burns to just buy a little bit more time for Caratini. So two down, runner at first, and a 1-0 Twins lead. Here's Kepler. Burns brings home the first pitch, and the curveball missed low and away. It's 1-0. Kepler hitting .240 on the air with 20 home runs. He's driven in 48. Left-handed hitter with some good power in this Twins lineup. Burns 1-0 pitch to Kepler is low. Maybe a touch inside with a cut fastball. It's two balls and no strikes. Chris Siegel calls the balls and strikes. C.B. Buckner is the first base umpire. Ben May at second base. And the crew chief, Jeff Nelson, is in the rocking chair at third. Burns brings home the 2-0 to Kepler. And that's in there with a strike on a cutter. And it's 2-1. Kepler 0-for-1 last night. He pinch hit in the ninth inning and struck out against Trevor McGill. Burns again looking in, taking his time here. Five on the pitch clock, and he brings home the 2-1, and it is lined into right center field for a base hit. Stopping at second is Solano, And that is the third hit of this inning for the Twins against Burns. So now first and second and two away, and here's Ryan Jeffers. Brewers defensively, left to right in the outfield, Yelich, Taylor, and Canna. Monasterio is the third baseman, Adames is the shortstop. Terang at second base, Santana is the first baseman, and Caratini, like usual, does the catching of Burns. And he is out there right now on the mound to talk to his starting pitcher. Gives him a slap on the back before he heads back behind home plate. And they get ready for this battle with young Ryan Jeffers, promising young catcher for this Twins team. Hitting 276 on the year. He's got 9 home runs, and he's driven in 25. Right-handed hitter. Burns trying to limit the damage to just the one run here in the inning. And the pitch missed way outside of the curveball. And it's 1-0. The run now is an earned run, by the way, after the base hit by Kepler making it so. Pitch. Curveball, and boy, he didn't want to commit to that swing at all, did Jeffers, but he did. And it's a strike, and it's 1-1. Well, you look at the seats in the shade, there are barely any seats to be found. It's actually, I would say, fairly comfortable in the shade right now. There's a little bit of air that's able to move through the ballpark with the roof half open. 1-1. Did he go? They appeal to first. C.B. Buckner says he didn't. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. A little easier for me to claim that it's comfortable, sitting where we're sitting, but certainly looks more enjoyable than those folks in the sun down the third baseline. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Blew a cutter by him at 95, and it's 2-2. Twins have pushed a run across here in the top of the first. Burns trying to keep it to just that. And the crowd sensing fairly big moment early on, and Burns' start trying to get behind him here. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Up and away with a cut fastball. Jeffers went out there, and he came up empty. Ortho ASAP strikeout. The Twins have taken an early lead. We've played half an inning. Twins 1, Brewers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9, this here's the big G. I got her in the double nickel, rolling on Highway 13, gonna wheel her into the village pit, stop, top, hill, and butternut.
That's Big Ten Fall, Big G. This here's prime time, both my tanks are running low.
Copy that, prime time, just ease that timber train on into the village pit stop for some motion lotion. They got you covered for bars, change, hydraulic oil, anything else you need. Sure, and grab some snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time at the village pit stop on Highway 13, top the hill in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Home Slice Pizza and Mercer are a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
One nothing Twins as we go to the bottom of the first inning here in Milwaukee, and it's time for a quick trip around the bases presented by Ferrero Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, and Bueno. Today's contestant, the quick trip around the bases, is Kevin Pitleski from Green Bay. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Kevin wins a $100 quick trip gift card, compliments of Ferrero Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, Bueno, and Quick Trip. to NRC stores for details, and nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger. Jeff Nelson is having a conversation right now with Rocco Baldelli and now coming over to talk to Craig Council. And this is, I believe, about the fact that replay is down. There have been some technical difficulties with the video. And so we got notification in the middle of the top of the first there that replay was not going to be available until further notice. And I think Jeff Nelson just informing and catching Craig Council and Rocco Baldelli up on that fact before we resume play here in the bottom of the first.
Well, the umpires, they better take extra care here to get everything right. You don't have that backup.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure, right?
Yeah.
Nothing to fall back on there. Here's Christian Yelich to lead off the bottom of the first. 286 on the year for Yelly, and Kenta Maeda's first pitch misses down and in. And it's 1-0. Yelich with 16 home runs, and he's driven in 67 on the year. Maeda brings home the 1-0 pitch, and a swing and a miss at a slider. And it's 1-1. 15th start of the year for Maeda. Had kind of a rough start to the year. Early in the season, went on the injured list. He's been really good ever since. 1-1 pitch, and Yelich lines this into left center field. That's down for a base hit for Christian. Yelich, who had a double in last night's game, starts off the bottom of the first with a single the other way. And the Brewers have their leadoff man aboard for William Contreras. It was April 26 when Kenta Maeda against the Yankees went 3 innings, 11 hits, 10 runs. Career high in hits and earned runs allowed in that start. He went on the injured list after that. He's been back since late June, and he's been very good ever since. First pitch to Contreras. Check swing, strike anyway on a sinker, and it's 0-1. In fact, Maeda has allowed 3 or fewer runs in each of his last 10 starts. Brewers trying to reverse that trend here this afternoon. Yelich gets his lead from first in the 0-1, and Contreras checked that time on a split-finger fastball down and away. And it's 1-1 on Contreras. Twins defensively for you, left to right in the outfield. Luplo, Taylor, Kepler. Lewis, the third baseman. Correa at short. Farmer, the former Red at second base. Solano, the former Red at first base. And Jeffers does the catching. Splitter sailed high on Maeda. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike on Contreras. 12 home runs on the year for William. 275 hitter. He's done a great job in this two spot in the Brewers lineup for the last 6 weeks or so. Been very hot. Turn and a throw to first, and Yelich dives back in there safely. Contreras 1-for-2 in last night's game. Brewers erupted for 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th last night. There goes Yelich. Pitches a strike, throw is high, and Yelich is in there safely with his stolen base. Christian Yelich, who has done such a good job over the course of his career on the base paths, especially this year, with his 26th stolen base of the season. And he's got himself in scoring position and a 2-2 count at the plate on Contreras, the 100th stolen base of the year for the Brewers as a club. Maeda brings home the 2-2 pitch, and it's down and away. Good block by Jeffers. Count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. For every Brewers stolen base, Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, 2 great plans. One name you trust. Broadcast capabilities have now returned, so each club afforded its normal manager's challenge. But as the pitch down and away, Contreras works the walk, and the Brewers' first two have reached here in the bottom of the first. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. But both teams will have unlimited crew chief reviews for the remainder of the game. According to the email we just got from MLB Replay, That may have been more the conversation that was being had with Rocco Baldelli and Craig Counsell before the start of this half inning. So two on and nobody out here for Carlos Santana. Maeda's first pitch, and Santana took a strike on a splitter, and it's 0-1. Santana with six home runs now as a Brewer, 18 overall on the season, 225 average, and 66 driven in. And the pitch missed outside, and it's 1-1. Santana has been right in the middle of all four of these Brewers' wins during this four-game winning streak. Starting with the three-run home run on Friday down at Globe Life Field against the Rangers. Switch hitter up there as a lefty. Maeda looks back at second and the pitch. And a high fly ball to right center field. Tracking it is Taylor. Drifting back onto the very edge of the warning track. He makes the catch. Tagging is Yelich. He will end up at third. Staying put at first is Contreras. And the Brewers have them on the corners now for Willy Adames. So a productive out from Santana. And now here's Willie, who homered in the first inning of last night's game and has also been right in the middle of this four-game winning streak for the crew. Adames' season average up to 212, 20 home runs now on the year. That leads the team. And he's driven in 57. Brewers trailing 1-0, but a golden opportunity here for their shortstop. Maeda's pitch, and he took a slider that was a wide strike from Chris Siegel, and it's 0-1 on Adames, and Willie did not like that call. Maeda looks over his shoulder at Contreras and brings home the 0-1, and that's way outside of the slider. Willie refusing to expand the strike zone, as he should, and it's 1-1. It is 1-1 pitch, and hit foul into the net behind home plate. One ball and two strikes on Willie. Willie had those first 2 days in Texas that were otherworldly. Seemingly could do no wrong at the plate. Was hitless on Sunday, but right back into the mix last night with that two-run home run in the first. 1-2 pitch. Missed down and away. And it's two balls and two strikes. Brewers making Maeda throw some pitches here in the bottom of the first after Burns threw 22 in the top half. Brewers putting plenty of pressure on Maeda here in the bottom half of the first. Maeda looks in, and here's the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. Fastball at 92, and he was able to get it past Adames, and he strikes him out for the second out of the inning. Pretty much a strike on the inner half of the plate. And Willie just a little bit late on that fastball. You heard Craig Counsell talk about it. Splitter slider primarily from Maeda, but you have to respect the fastball because it can sneak up on you. And that's, I think, what happened with the fastball that time on Willie. It snuck up on him a little bit. So here's Mark Canna. He's been very clutch of late for the crew. First pitch missed inside, and it's 1-0. Again, a 3-for-5 in a very small sample against Maeda in his career, but he has had success against him. 1-0 Twins, bottom of the first inning, just underway at American Family Field. Pitch is a strike on a fastball, and it's 1-1. Canna 1-for-2 in last night's game. Just keeps hitting right now for this Brewers lineup. And keeps getting on base. 1-1, and he laid off that slider down and away. It's 2-1. Monasterio in the on-deck circle should Canna find a way to reach. Two-one pitch. Canna pops it up. Foul territory, first base side. Giving it a look and reaching into the dugout is Solano, but he will run out of room, and it ends up falling in the Brewers' dugout. And Solano ends up going down the steps into the Brewers dugout as well and said hello to a few friends and now is back and ready to play first base. This is not your space, man. Your dugout's the third base dugout. Nobody was willing to catch him over there. Two balls, two strikes on Canna. Maeda, long hold, set at the belt, now steps off. And looks over to first and back in time without a throw is Contreras. Fans wanting a balk, but he stepped off before he did it. And so he is fine. Two-two pitcher goes the runner, hit him. Well, Mark Canna, who is known for getting hit by pitches, finally gets plunked by one in a Brewers uniform. So Canna gets on base the hard way here. The bases are going to be loaded for Monasterio. For Canna, actually hit by a pitch for the second time as a Brewer. The way it was described to us when the Brewers acquired him, he figured he was going to get hit by a pitch once a game. He has a knack for it. I'm not sure there was anything he was going to do to get out of the way of that one as it ran in on him. So now the base is loaded. And here's Monasterio, who had a tough road trip, Josh. But I really didn't think the numbers were indicative of the way he swung the bat. He went just 4-for-33, but there are a lot of line drives in there that got caught. Got the day off yesterday. Has not had a lot of downtime since he got plugged in as an everyday player in this Brewers lineup. And he comes up in a huge spot here.
I think it was a good time for a reset. Been playing, as you said, pretty much every day at third base. He had the day off on Monday, so he had back-to-back days where he could just be off his feet, not worry about it. Maybe a little bit of a mental break helps him break back out at the plate. This is a big spot in this game early on.
A visit to the mound by Pete Mackey, the Twins pitching coach. And now here's Monasterio hitting .258 on the year and a big spot for him with the bases loaded and 2 outs. Maeda brings home the first pitch, and it is low for a ball with a slider. It's 1-0. Maeda does not seem to be able to land that slider for a strike so far. It has been off the plate pretty consistently to these right-handed hitters. And so if you can eliminate that pitch, it makes him much more gettable. 1-0 pitch, and this is lined into left, and it is going to drop in there for a base hit. Yelich is in. Contreras around third. He will score. Here comes the throw to second, and Monasterio is out. But the run at the plate will count. The Brewers have a 2-1 lead. That ball got to Luplo pretty quickly. Contreras was chugging around third and scored easily. The throw went to second. Monasterio is thrown out. It is a two-run single for Andrew Monasterio. And after one, the Brewers with a 2-1 lead here at American Family Field. This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
High-speed internet is essential today. So it's great news. Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab game day eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Congratulations to Kevin Pitleski from Green Bay, a winner in our quick trip around the bases. Presented by Ferrero Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch and Bueno. $100 quick trip gift card to Kevin. Kyle Farmer leads off the top of the second. It's a 2-1 Brewers lead. And the first pitch from Burns misses low. And it is 1-0 on Farmer. Farmer 2-for-3 last night with a run driven in. Former Cincinnati Red. And the 1-0 pitch. That's a strike with a cut fastball right down the middle. And it's 1-1. Brewers got a 2-run single from Andrew Monasterio in the bottom of the first to take this 2-1 lead. And so Burns with a lead to protect now. After throwing 22 pitches in that first inning. 1-1. Is over but low, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Here on Farmer. It's 7, 8, and 9 scheduled to hit for the Twins here in the second. Farmer, Luplo, and Michael A. Taylor. 2-1 pitch. Hit foul and out of play. Behind home plate, it's 2-2. It is a warm one today in Milwaukee. 97 degrees at first pitch. And the 2-2. Missed outside. Count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Kyle Farmer. Josh is a big fan of hot weather.
Oh, yeah.
Three 2 pitch. And this is lined out to right. Going back is the right fielder, Canna, onto the warning track to make the catch. And there's one away here in the second inning. This is the truth. Josh can walk a half of a city block in 75 degree weather, and you need about an hour in the air conditioning to cool back down.
I need a new shirt.
There are times when I'll look at you and say, is it that hot? And you'll say, I think I have a problem.
Yeah, you don't want to judge how hot it really is based on me.
No. Here's Jordan Luplo. First pitch from Burns. Is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Now, really, in all seriousness, when the weather is like this, a lot of precautions that you take. I'm talking about this from a player standpoint, from a team safety standpoint, of course. A one. Missed down with a curveball. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. And it really starts in the days leading up to it. You got to be prepared in the days leading up to it by being hydrated and making sure you're taking care of your body going into a day like this. Because you know today is going to be a grind. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Beautiful curveball from Burns, and it's 1-2 on Luplo. And if you aren't doing the job from a hydration and a rest standpoint, in the 2 or 3 days leading up to today, you're already behind before the day started. And so the Brewers and their trainers doing a great job, of course, of relaying that information to the players over the last couple of days. 1-2 pitch. Curveball, and he just missed with it. A little bit low. Evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Now, Lane, if anybody knows the precautions needed before and during the start, it's Corbin. Remember about 3 months ago in Cincinnati on a hot day, he had a bit of a heat episode on the mound.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a cutter. And Corbin Burns with his second strikeout of the afternoon. Another Ortho ASAP strikeout. 2 down for Michael A. Taylor. Yeah, absolutely. That was a scary situation, and credit to him. He battled through it and finished that start and had a wonderful start that day in Cincinnati. The pitch, and Taylor, a little soft looper towards short. It's caught by Adames. So Burns bounces back with a 1-2-3 top of the second, and we go to the bottom of two. 2-1 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Refresh your home with 11% off everything at Menards. Keep your home's exterior protected with Menards' great selection of exterior paints and stains. Dutch Boy Exterior Stain and Sealer is dirt and scuff resistant and begins repelling rain in just 4 hours after application. Pick up a gallon of semi-transparent for $31.99 after 11% off. Good through August 27th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. O'Reilly.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. Over $1 billion collected for their clients. Hupie and Abraham. Hupie.com.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's a 2-1 Brewers lead, thanks to a two-run single from Andrew Monasterio back in the bottom of the first inning. And Bryce Terang to lead things off for the Crew against Kenta Maeda, who threw 24 pitches in that bottom of the first. 7-8-9 for the Crew. Terang, Caratini, and Taylor scheduled to hit against Maeda. A 35-year-old brings home the pitch, and Terang takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Terang 1-for-4 in last night's game. Had that ball that hit off the top of the glove of Carlos Correa with the infield in. 0-1 pitch. Is hit foul out of play behind home plate. And it's nothing and two on Terang. Correa said today it's a ball he should have caught. Looked like he just timed it a little bit wrong. And I think that's partially due to the infield being in, because the ball just gets on you a little bit quicker and your reaction time's a little different. 0-2 swing and a miss at that nasty splitter down and away. Terang strikes out. It's the second strikeout recorded by Maeda. And there's one away for Caratini. Well, players often call August the dog days. And for many, some are dog days and some are brat days. For Josh, every day is a hot dog day. They're all Cedar Crest days. Cedar Crest ice cream and Usinger's sausage and bacon. That is summer in Wisconsin. And how good does Cedar Crest sound right now? Caratini takes a curveball away. It's 1-0. This would qualify as an ice cream day. But you better eat it fast. 1-0 to Caratini. He is rolled foul off the facing of the Brewers dugout, and it's 1-1.
It's a good day to have it in a cup instead of a cone.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yeah, if you have it in a cone, chances are half of it's going to be on your hand as it melts down the cone and all over your hand, and now you're trying to find a place to wash your hands. 1-1. Caratini checks his swing on a strike anyway on a slider down and in on that inside corner. It's 1-2. Brewers with a 2-1 lead. They won last night's game over these Twins by a final of 7-3 to take game one of the series and to win their fourth game in a row after sweeping that series against the Rangers, trying to sweep back-to-back series against American League opponents. And the 1-2, and Caratini took low. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. And it wouldn't just be back-to-back series wins over American League opponents, American League division leaders. If you want to get more specific with what this would mean if the Brewers could win today. Here's the 2-2 to Caratini. And he fouled it down at the plate, and he stays alive. It's Twins in their road grays, Brewers in their home cream uniforms. Looking for win number 70 on the season here this afternoon for the crew. Hard to believe this is game 127 already. We are entering that final stretch now. Maeda out of the windup. Brings home the 2-2 pitch, and Caratini fouled that one off of his front foot. And he is hopping around behind home plate in some pain. He is going for a walk, grimacing right now, showing no signs of anything other than getting right back in the box here in a moment, but he just needs a second. That was a splitter, and he hit it right down on the instep of his front foot. There is not a lot of padding right there. So Caratini is fine. He's back in there. Two balls and two strikes on the Brewers catcher. Maeda brings home the pitch, and it is lined but foul, whistling past the ear of Quentin Berry in the first base box, and it stays at 2-2. Maeda's had a lot of success against the Brewers over the course of his career. This is his ninth start against the Brewers, 3-2 with a 2.54 ERA coming into this afternoon. 2-2 pitch. Caratini, and a called third strike on a fastball right at the knees. And there are two outs. Strikeout number three for Maeda. Two down for the red-hot Tyrone Taylor. Well, Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop. From hardware to pet food, you'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. Taylor with a hit last night. Brewers had some soft contact that found its way through last night. Tyrone a part of that. First pitch to him. He's in there with a strike on a splitter, and it's 0-1. Little stoinker, if you would allow the phrase, into right field for Taylor last night that scored a run. 0-1. And he muscles this one down the left field line. This is a fair ball. Luplo over there to collect it. Taylor thinking two, and he is going to be in there standing up with a two-out double here in the bottom of the second. $75 to the Mac Bun, courtesy of West Spin, the silver lining.
What was that you said about stoinkers?
There's another one. That one was in on the hands. He just kind of muscled it into shallow left. It was a sinker that ran in a little bit, and Tyrone just got the hands through it and pulled it down the line. So here's Yelich. First pitch to him. Slider missed outside. It's 1-0. It's nice for the Brewers to see some of these balls finding their way to the green real estate in the outfield or finding their way through the infield, because it felt like everything they hit in Los Angeles was caught no matter how hard they hit it. If it didn't go over the wall, it was going to be an out. Started to change that luck a little bit in Texas, and it's been a different story here in Milwaukee. This is ripped foul down the first baseline and out of play. And it's 1-1 on Yelich. Yelich with a base hit to left. Back in the first, he's 1-for-1 on the afternoon. Couple of hits in the series now for Christian. As Maeda looks in. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Yelich took high. Very good take on that slider. And he's got the advantage in the count now at 2-1. Taylor at second. It's a 2-1 Brewers lead. Both teams with three hits in this game already. The pitch. And Yelich took a strike. Ooh. That was a splitter that missed low. And Yelich leans back, kind of looks up at the sky because he did not like that call from Chris Siegel. Letting his displeasure be known through body language there. 2-2 on Christian. Maeda's pitch, and he took a called third strike. Christian knew at that time that was a slider pretty much right down the middle. And Yelich strikes out, and the inning is over. Brewers got a hit, and they stranded a runner. We go to the third, 2-1 crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, everyday low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Professional interior detailing.
Brewers with a 2-1 lead as we head to the third, and with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. Here's Edward Julian to lead off. And he'll swing and ground one up the middle. Tough play to his left. Adames bobbled it, picked it back up, threw to first, and got the out. Willie sprinting towards the bag in his haste to field, initially had it roll off his glove. Good fortune for Willie, though. He kept it right at his feet and able to recover to get Edward Julian. Well, Lane, those are the kind of outs you love today. One pitch outs. Corbin Burns gets that one there to begin the third. And now Donovan Solano to the plate. 2-1 Brewers. And Solano takes it right in their first strike. It's nothing in one.
Yeah, one pitch out means you're that much closer to walking up the tunnel and trying to get cooled off for a few minutes before you got to go back out there, right?
Yeah. Keep that pitch count low. Swing and a foul straight back by Solano into the screen. It's nothing in two. Solano singled back in the first. That's when the Twins scored their run. Corbin has now retired five straight. One out, the 0-2. Popped in the air into right center. Moving back in to his right, the center fielder Taylor. Now drifting onto the warning track is Tyrone, but he's there. And he reaches out to make the catch over the shoulder. That ball really carried off the bat. I thought that was going to be a routine medium-depth fly ball, and it just kept going and going. That might be another byproduct of this heat and humidity here today.
And ball can really fly in this ballpark at times, and you would think on a day like today that could especially be the case.
Taylor caught it, though, in right center. Here's Carlos Correa. And he takes a curveball a little bit low. Corbin had to work in the first inning, but still under 40 pitches. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. That's the cut fastball to Carlos Correa. Carlos drove in Minnesota's run with a sac fly in the first. He's driven in six runs against the crew this season. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another good cutter. 96 miles an hour. 1-2. As we told you earlier, the roof is only about half opened here today due to the excessive heat. Major League Baseball permitting that and each manager agreeing. And due to that, the only part of the field that is in sunlight is left field. Christian Yelich has to deal with it. Nobody else defensively. 1-2 pitch bounced in there. Curveball in front of the plate. 2-2 on Correa. You kind of feel for the left fielders today. Yelich for the Brewers and Luplo for Minnesota. They're the ones that are wearing the heat. Everybody else gets to be in shade.